When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self-Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to the first Epilogue Show of 2023, where we are taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of setting intentions.
Well, how are you getting on with them? How are you being more attentive and affectionate towards your husband?
Last night we went out for dinner to friends. We had a nice time. And then as we were leaving, he was like, this is my last night of Christmas holiday, so you drive home because it's my last night to like have some red wine and enjoy myself. And I said, yeah, I'm ready for you to go back to work tomorrow. And he went, yeah, I'm ready to go back to work. I was like, it's been nice, but
it's enough.
Bye.
Yeah. How is the affection going?
Well,
have you kissed him hello and goodbye?
Twice a day.
Yeah.
He hasn't really...
So no.
We haven't really... We've basically been together endlessly. There's been no hellos and goodbyes.
Well, you still wake up in the morning, kiss each other hello. You still go to sleep together at night, kiss each other goodnight. Actually, my husband gave me a kiss goodnight. It was really sweet last night.
That's very sweet.
It was very sweet.
Was he looking for
more? No, it was just a kiss.
That's even nicer.
I know.
Because usually when they
and then you give you like a kiss and you're like,
oh, here we go,
moving in,
sidling up to me.
So have you?
I am trying. I am not going to lie and say to you it's been some miraculous turnaround of events and now all of a sudden I am like cuddly, Miss Cuddly, Cuddly, Katie, Cuddly, because I'm not. But I am trying hard.
Well, what are you doing? Because you're avoiding the question. Like, have you given him a kiss?
Yeah. Yesterday when we were in the kitchen and he was going for a run, I just stood in front of him.
Yeah.
Like,
and snogged him.
Blocked his body. Yeah. He was like, what? And I was like, kiss. So I just sort of ask, kiss, like that. I think he quite likes it, but also is a little suspicious.
Well, he would be.
You know, of like,
if all of a sudden you're demanding kisses.
Either he thinks, I haven't discussed it with him, obviously, but either he thinks I want something or
something's coming.
He thinks I'm being needy. It doesn't know why.
You are the least needy person in the whole world. Needy.
I know.
Oh, I don't think I could cope with you being needy.
Oh, I'm not at all needy. But, you know, I do it more like...
I couldn't imagine you needy.
I'm just not. But that's how I do it. I just kind of position myself and then demand the affection.
You demand it.
Sort of. And as for the...
But are you... Okay, so you're demanding him to be affectionate with you, but are you being affectionate with him?
Yeah, well, I'm the one initiating.
So, no.
Well, no. I am the one initiating.
No,
so
but
yes.
are you going up to... Because you're saying... You stand in front and you go, kiss.
Yeah, kiss.
Right? So he has to give you a kiss.
No, we give each other a kiss.
Well, why don't you just give him affection without him having to give you affection? Like, just go out, like, rub his shoulders or, you know, play with his hair.
What? I think he would literally think I was, like, stoned. He would be like, why are you touching me? No, this, I can't.
So when you said you wanted to be more affectionate,
yeah,
what exactly did you mean?
Not that.
What then?
That's just weird.
Not affection. Not actual not like, affection. Not so like, what then?
Not like touching in the date. Like,
I meant, I... What did you mean? So it's not a kiss, hello and goodbye, because there's been no hello and goodbye.
We did do some,
it's
like...
It's not a tossle of the hair or a shoulder rub. Because
of
the
hair?
Because I can't
what the
touch
fuck
my
is
husband.
That?
Because he would then be very suspicious and creeped
some,
out.
We did do some, like, romantic dancing on New Year's Eve. When I say romantic dancing, it was more sort of groping.
Groping?
I'll just call it romantic
dancing. On the dance floor?
Yeah.
You were groping each other on
a
the
little bit.
When your in-laws there?
Yeah.
That's not good.
And the children. Everyone.
But
our family, to be honest.
That was not the intention, to be inappropriate.
My sister-in-law was
children.
Like, no, no, I'm going to go blind. Stop.
What did you do? Like proper like tongues in the mouth
no!
and on the dance
oh
floor?
Oh, my God, no.
What? Oh, so you're grabbing his ass, he's grabbing your boob, like what?
A little bit of that, a little bit of...
Group. On the dance floor?
A little bit.
In front of your in-laws?
A little bit.
And your kids?
Yeah, a little bit.
But God forbid you give him a shoulder rub during an evening. But inappropriate.
Listen,
PDAs are
excuse
totally
me,
fine.
That counts as demonstrable affection. Doesn't it? Yes, it does. Thank you. I'll take it.
I don't think you can take it. I think it's a bit of a fail. I think it's a bit of a fail so far. But we're only on the 4th of January and we've got the whole of the year to figure this out.
Fucking hell.
I want you.
Oh, no.
Your challenge of the week.
Don't you dare say tussle his hair because he will freak out.
We just want it for our own amusement, don't we, clubbers? Right. So what you need to do is you need to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
No groping.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
What do you mean it's not nice? It is. It's fun.
It's nice in the privacy of your own bedroom, not in front of your in-laws. That's just weird. Give him a shoulder rub.
Give him a shoulder
say,
rub.
Say, have you had a hard day? Let me rub your shoulders for you.
He'll be like, do you want cash? What do you want? He'll freak out.
I know, but that's half the fun.
But this is not the way our marriage works.
It's just groping. It's just groping.
My brother-in-law said, I got an insight into your marriage on New Year's Eve. He said, it's great. You know, good for you guys. I was like, okay. That was it.
Well, he was touching your boobs on the dance floor in front of everybody. And you were...
Touching my boobs? I was dressed.
Yeah, we know you were dressed.
We were dancing, okay? It was just dancing.
Well, it wasn't just dancing because you used the word groping. And you used the word inappropriate.
It wasn't inappropriate.
Well, I said, was it inappropriate? You said a little bit.
In a good way.
Not for your kids.
Oh, they're used to it.
Anyway,
so it's fine.
Okay.
How are you going on with your intentions?
I can't remember what my intentions were. What were they?
Seriously.
Oh, it was to stay calm.
Yeah.
That's not gone very well.
Oh, dear.
In fact,
oh dear.
We were all on our way out for a day out yesterday as a family.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened, but I'm actually not willing to say it.
Oh, no.
And an argument erupted between
the
four of us.
Did it involve groping?
An argument erupted between me and my 14-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Okay. No, there was no groping.
Okay.
And then it escalated into the 12-year-old. And
right.
Then I was just so fed up of my children and / husband.
Right.
I stormed upstairs and we never went out.
You're joking.
No, we never went out.
You ruined the whole outing
no,
with your tantrum.
No, I didn't ruin it. I didn't ruin it. How very dare you?
You didn't stay
I could
stay
get this
calm.
Abuse at home. What do I need to come to work for this for?
I get it for free at home.
Yeah.
But instead of keeping calm, you escalated the situation with a tantrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant. Good work.
You know what, though? Then what happened was, after about 20 minutes, the house was very quiet.
Yeah.
And so I came downstairs and no one was there.
Right.
So I thought, oh my God, the fuckers, they've all gone off without me.
Yeah.
So I called my husband, where are you?
Yeah.
He's like, he was taking our youngest to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy had sort of stormed out and walked to her friend who lives around the corner.
Mm.
And I just like, job done, everyone's gone out. And I watched Emily in Paris.
Wow. No, this doesn't count. Nil point.
Anyway,
yeah.
The other thing is that I still haven't cut out sweetener either.
Okay. Wow, you're doing great.
But I am on top of like the food.
Yeah.
I'm back to healthy eating.
Right.
I'm back to sort of being much more intentional. See what I did there?
Yeah.
About my food.
Yeah.
And my food is literally everything for me. It feeds into everything. Maybe not calm, but it feeds into everything else.
I went to...
I don't know what I'm going to do about this karma. It's just not... I'm not built for it.
Well, maybe this is what we're learning. I went to someone for dinner last night. I'm not going to name them. But they used to... I was going to say they used to go out with... They used to have a short-term relationship with a woman. And every time they had sex, she would take off all her clothes, stand in front of him and ask him, what are your true intentions? And it's all I can think about this week. It's all I can think about.
Every time they had sex?
Yeah, before they had sex.
Oh, before. She would say, what are your true intentions?
She would strip. She would stand in front of him.
Was it a joke?
No. And she would say his name. I won't say his real name, but let's say his name was Brian, which it isn't. She would say, Brian, what are your true intentions?
She wasn't English.
What are your true intentions? I'm not going to give any details, but he would tell me this story, and it was just like
every time.
So how
was the answer?
I don't think he really knew what his true intentions were, but I think
it was to get laid at that point.
Well, I think the true intentions were basically not to like marry her and have children with her, and I think maybe that's where she was going with like, is this a relationship? But it was the fact that she always did it naked. And like this week,
that is a vulnerable thing to do. There you go. There's your challenge of the week.
Stand in front of Ollie naked and ask him what are his true intentions.
Yeah. Should we both do that?
I'm happy to do
Should
it.
Should we both do it?
But the thing is, if I do it, he'll remember the story of that I just told you, and then he'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think
we
should both do it, Adam, and then report back.
I'd be more interested in what Adam says, because Ollie knows the story.
He might not even hear me.
What are your true intentions? I mean, I would say they've stated their true intentions. They're in it. They're in it for the long term.
I would say he's pretty committed to me.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
I think we're good. Right, shall we move on?
Oh my Lord, yeah.
Because I've got a quiz.
Oh, it's for the first quiz of the year.
You always get excited about my
quiz. I love your quiz.
And they're not brilliant.
Right.
They're not brilliant. And the only quiz I could find, because I wanted to come in strong, was... about yoga. So we'll just adapt it.
I don't know anything about yoga.
However we need to. No, it's an intention quiz.
Oh, okay.
What is your New Year's intention?
Yeah.
But it's around yoga.
Oh, I have no intentions around yoga.
I know. But just make it up.
Okay.
So number one, this year was A, loaded with negative energy, filled with an abundance of yoga, full of tears and a broken heart, busy and stressful. What's the most likely?
Probably busy and stressful, because none of the others apply.
What? Oh, I put filled with an abundance of yoga.
That's just a lie. Because neither you or I have done one yoga class.
I actually have. I did a yoga class when I went to Brighton. I did a hot yoga class.
One in 365 days. Okay, that's one more than I've done.
I reckon I've done more than one.
That's more than I've done.
I reckon
an abundance. Is that an abundance?
Well, it is for me.
Of yoga. Wow.
About all the yoga I can do.
Okay.
Right, come on, number two. Yeah. What kind of holiday gifts do you like to give most? Something homemade, but I'm never sure if they like it. Class passes to a local yoga studio.
Oh, yeah.
The more expensive, the better. Or I'm not much for gift giving.
The more expensive, the better.
I'm very shocked by your answers. On a Friday night, you are either at home watching a movie.
Making chicken.
At a social function that I didn't really want to go to. Working late.
No.
Enjoying
yoga.
Enjoying a restorative end of week yoga class.
Okay. D, making roast chicken.
That would be E.
That's
Well, there isn't on there, so pick one that's the most likely.
Oh, I'm at yoga.
You're at home watching a movie.
Okay.
Shall I put A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the closest to chicken is.
That's what I'm also doing. It didn't have it. It's not a Jewish quiz.
It's not a Jewish quiz.
Your friends would describe you as...
A yoga bunny.
A yogi.
Right, no.
A boba bogey. A hopeless romantic. No.
No.
Free-spirited,
yeah.
A bit of a worrywart,
yeah.
Or serious and dedicated.
I'm a bit of a worrywart, aren't I? That's genuinely
true. What would you have said for me? Hopeless romantic, free-spirited, a bit of a worrywart, or serious and dedicated. None of them are me.
None of the above.
But there isn't that option, so which one would you have chosen?
Oh, my God. Free-spirited?
Yeah, that's what I put, but it's wrong. Okay. Your favourite, is brilliant, your favourite kind of yoga class
No yoga.
Hatha.
Yeah.
Hatha.
Yeah.
Hatha.
Yeah.
Restorative.
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 Yeah.
Warm or hot yoga.
Yeah.
Or vinyasa.
Oh, I actually, if I have to do yoga, I do like the hot yoga.
Okay.
That's my genuine answer.
Nice. That is impressive. When you're feeling blue,
yeah,
what perks you up?
Alcohol.
A yummy,
is that an option?
A yummy yoga session.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tend to dwell on my negative feelings until something distracts me from them.
Gin.
Journaling to get it all out.
Oh, you know how much I love the journaling, yeah.
Burying myself in work or a hobby.
Can I go with the negative feelings until something distracts me from them? Because the something that distracts me is normally like a gin and tonic.
Right.
Or Netflix.
Or me.
Or you, yeah.
For the new year, you hope to
do more yoga.
Get rid of toxic people.
Yeah.
Find a better balance between work and leisure.
Yeah.
Find love or try a new yoga class.
Oh, find love.
Find love.
You want me to put find love?
Yeah. Okay. I feel you're not taking this very seriously. Yeah. Okay. Number 8. How do you usually spend New Year's Eve? None of the above.
Being great by my husband on a dance floor dressed in a 70s glittery cat suit and wig.
Funnily enough, that isn't
that
on this.
That isn't on there. No.
Oh. Wishing, none of the above. It's just like any other night.
Yeah.
Wishing I had someone special to share it with.
Yep.
Sharing food and laughs with a few good friends at a glitzy party in the city.
Sharing laughs with good friends.
Okay. Your New Year's intention is to find harmony.
Oh, what does that mean?
When life gets hectic and stressful, we can always make time to find a bit of inner peace. This year, make it your goal to find the balance between yin and yang energy. If you can't make it to a yoga class to unwind, you can still honor yourself by taking 10 to 30 minutes to practice along with an online yoga class. Thank God, few. Or indulge in a few minutes of peaceful meditation. That is so you.
So
by taking good care of your body and mind, you'll be better able to breeze through the tense and busy times.
Mm, that sounds like the perfect prescription for me. Thank you so much for that helpful quiz. What was your New Year intention?
Balance. Mine was balance. I said I had it all in control and all under a beautiful balance.
That's nice.
Let's talk about what our clubbers have been doing for their New Year's intentions.
Well, as usual, I fucked it up, didn't I? I was so feeling so smug of myself yesterday. I thought, I'm not even going to tell Nicole. I'm just going to do a story on Instagram. And then I'm going to do what she told me. Don't put the question and the poll on the story. Put it on a separate post. I thought, I'm just going to do that. Anyway, I did it. What happened?
No, and then what happened was this morning at about 8 o'clock, I was reading through the shows that you'd written. And I could see that you'd put, I asked on Instagram, what are your intentions for 2023? Mm-hmm. And I thought, I don't think she has. So I checked our Instagram. Mm. There was nothing there.
Of course, because it hadn't uploaded.
But I don't know why it hadn't uploaded.
I did the work. I did it right.
Well, you didn't
do
it right because it wasn't there.
You didn't do it right. But I did put something on our very special Facebook group.
Why don't you just let me do it? Just give me a nudge, which you do occasionally. Yeah. You say, can you put this up?
Okay.
And then I do it.
My intention, my true intention for 2023 is that you can do the polls.
Thank God.
Okay. But anyway, I did put something on Facebook.
So, well, I did put something on Instagram.
And I did put something on Facebook. So should we read what we got?
Yeah.
You go first.
Okay. Oh my God, it's here. Now it's here.
It's there. You see, I did do it.
But we didn't get any response.
Oh my God.
Take it back. We got one response from Sandra.
Take it back.
No, you see, you've done it wrong again.
What do you mean?
Because you do a whole spiel with the talking.
Yeah.
Don't do the spiel with the talking.
Why?
Because you just want them to answer the question.
But then I put the question next, so it had context.
No, you've already lost people.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, good.
What did our one response say?
No, because I had more response than you.
Okay, of course you did. Hashtag smug.
Okay, Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra, my only friend.
We appreciate you more than you will know. Creating space and headspace inspired by your week on minimalism.
Oh, nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
And she's my kind of girl.
And then I wrote, what are your intentions for 2023? Because I swear it wasn't there this morning.
Clearly it was.
I wonder when it's gone up.
In pink for you.
But only 5 people have seen it.
That's weird.
It is weird. Only 5 people have seen it. It must have just got... Yeah.
Did I put it on some special delay?
Did you time it?
I wouldn't even know how to time
it. But it's also before, it's very odd because my story is up after yours and we've had over 100 people.
Okay, very weird. Don't understand.
Okay. Melissa says, enjoy every minute of being alive. That's lovely. Mm. Stop saving things for best and enjoy them now. Thanks, Melissa. That's brilliant. Jules says, more time for yoga and meditation. Jules, you should do that yoga
you
intention quiz.
You should do
quiz.
The quiz.
Beautiful Little Bee says, eat healthy, lose body fat and become stronger. Love it. Lisa says, only say yes to things I really want to do. Well, now that is interesting.
Oh, yes.
Tell her why.
Because next week's show is all about saying yes.
Carmen says, to shine so fucking bright, I blind all the negative people.
Oh, Carmen,
isn't that just, as my 12-year-old daughter would say, that is slay.
Wow. Don't ever say that again. You have never sounded more 45 in your life than in that moment.
I don't know what came over me.
It's very, that was special. Don't edit it out. It was very special.
So, but when she says it...
Well, that's because she's 12.
And then she taught it to my dad.
Oh, but your dad, I could sort of see it.
He went to a party.
Yeah.
And there were loads of like youngsters there.
Mm-hmm.
So loads of like teenagers.
Yeah.
And then he was just sitting there talking to them. He's very cool, my dad, isn't he?
Very.
And they were showing him something. He goes, you know what that is, don't you? He goes, that is slay.
Did they love it?
He said everyone's mouth just dropped to the floor.
That is amazing. Oh my God, that is amazing.
Anyway, my intention is to be super slay.
Okay, great.
Horrifying. Is it horrifying?
James says that's horrifying.
Right, come on. What did we get on Facebook?
I said, good morning, clubbers. What's your intention for 2023?
And they said...
One said, exercise. I'm going to do these anonymously. Another said, to not have expectations of others. I'm not sure how to do that yet.
I really need that.
It's a good one.
That's a brilliant one.
Someone else said, I've just finished listening to my first ever show and it was about setting intentions for the year, which I love. So I'm going to make a cup of tea, get out my notebook and start doodling words until I've written down my intentions.
Hold on. She said her first ever show.
Yes,
of ours.
Yes.
Was setting intentions. And yeah. She's already on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm,
an absolute legend.
Someone else says, my intention is to keep on top of dusting the house better.
Why are you pulling a face? That's like your idea of heaven.
No, I pay someone to do that.
No, but you don't.
Dust my house. I don't dust.
No need to shout.
I clean the floors, but I don't dust.
Right. I mean, did everyone hear the screaming at me? That was unnecessary.
Background for this, I have hay fever. I'm allergic to most animal hair.
Okay.
So I'm very sensitive. Moved into my first home recently and I'm tidy, but I don't dust or wipe down
surfaces. What she's saying is, if we're going on about intention, it's not about the dusting of the house.
Like, the why beneath the why.
It's the why beneath the why.
The why beneath the why.
She wants to keep her allergies under control. So she wants to feel better.
She wrote, I want to feel more comfortable and healthy in my own home. That's her why beneath the why.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Someone else said, I'm going to put these intentions on my fridge. Enjoy running again. I stopped after an injury. I need to get back into it.
How do you enjoy running? Question.
Well, she was enjoying it.
Is that
she had an injury? So now she wants to get back into it.
I'm curious to know how you can enjoy running.
I don't know. Believe
in myself
and my abilities. Make more dedicated time for friends. Be more conscious about spending and saving money. Those are brilliant. Love that. Oh, this is a good one. I'm going to permanently liberate myself from my student overdraft. I've paid it off 5 times now and I've been loose with myself and reused it. But my bank have finally realised I'm a full-grown adult. I'm 30 and they're removing my interest-free allowance. I want to be financially stable. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Someone else wants to
run
a half marathon.
I don't understand how she's paid it off 5 times.
Because she kept... going into her overdraft, paying it off, going into her overdraft, paying it off.
Okay. Amazing that she's done it 5 times, though. Isn't that amazing?
To spend more time outside, especially with my little boy. That's
gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh, this is an amazing one. In 2022, I was diagnosed with cancer. You would think it would have been a fairly awful year. However, after I was diagnosed, I realised how great my life is. I'm blessed with a gorgeous family and the only thing holding me back in life was fear. Fear of looking silly, fear of being disliked, fear of getting things wrong. The list went on and on. So I started doing the things I was scared of. I started horse riding, spending more time with people I loved and less time with with people I didn't. And inspired by Lauren and Nicole, I joined a choir. I am incredibly lucky, and I was given surgery which removed all of the cancer. I don't know what will happen next in my life, but I do know I want to enjoy it and not be held back by fear anymore. So my intention this year is to find more joy. Today, I signed up for cold water swimming. I'm terrified of people seeing me in the swim gear, and I'm scared I'll show myself up, and I might, but who cares?
You won't show yourself up.
I have to reply to that right now.
No, you're not replying right now because right now we're recording.
I know, but it's amazing.
She's actually replying right now. Okay, so we'll all just sit here and wait whilst
you reply. I'm actually typing. We are reading this on the show now. Right now.
Okay. This doesn't make for a great podcast, though.
Well, I just think that's lovely.
It is wonderful. And I'm delighted for her, and how liberating that diagnosis has been for her, and how she's turned that around into such a positive. What a woman. Just amazing. Totally inspiring.
I just think these Facebook clubbers, they are the best.
The bomb. If you know what they are? They're slay.
They are fucking slay.
Right, I think it's time. Oh, no, we haven't done Challenge of the Week.
Let's do it.
Self-care club challenge of the week.
What is it?
Have a guess. Decide what intentions are you're going to set for yourself this year and write it down.
Or tell five of your friends.
Yeah, you've got to make yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if five is like, yeah, no problem, then tell 10.
Okay. Should we take a break and come back for a wellness news flash first one of the year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Wellness News Flash.
I've got two for you. You can choose which one you want. You can have one this week and one next week.
Okay.
The first one is soothe.
The good thing is we normally do this before we come on air.
So let's do it now.
I'm letting you choose. The first
one. You normally let me choose before we are recording.
Well, it's a live choosing. You can choose.
Ooh, it feels very, the weight of it is too heavy.
You can either choose soothing self-care tips to make January a little easier. I knew you wouldn't like that one. Or you can choose something about.
Because that's what we're doing. I don't need to read an article.
Or you can choose something about Gwyneth.
I mean, obviously, everyone is desperate for me to choose the Gwyneth
one. And also
one.
Combining two of your favourite people, because this newsflash does not just involve Gwyneth, but it also involves
Kim Kardashian.
Bethany Frankel.
Oh.
How happy are you that you chose that one?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because Kim Kardashian is on Goop.
That's correct.
Have you listened to it?
No, I haven't.
I can't believe I haven't listened to it yet.
Shall I tell you the newsflash?
Yeah. Is this about Bethany Frankel?
Yeah. The Goop podcast begins and is already causing controversy.
Of course it is. It wouldn't be Goop unless it was causing controversy.
Well, it's not actually Gwyneth causing the controversy.
It's Bethany.
It's Bethany Frankel.
She loves a bit of
Kim
Kardashian.
Do you want to explain who she is for those who don't know?
So she was originally on The Real Housewives of New York, but she is a chef and she had this brand called Skinny Girl Martini.
Skinny Girl Margaritas.
She's a big fan. A philanthropist, huge. She's done some amazing work in the charity world. She's literally created an empire of, I don't really know what it is she does business-wise.
She started with Skinny Girl Margarita and then led on to other stuff, didn't she?
But it was all food-related. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's a businesswoman. Mm. She now has a massive following on her socials and she debunks beauty products. Mm. And she's very, very funny. She's very witty. She's very sharp. She's very New York. She's very real. She is the wittiest, sharpest woman. She is just fucking brilliant. I mean, I wouldn't want to be friends with her because she's terrifying, but she is fucking brilliant. Mm. So that's who she is.
Bethany Frankel shaded Kim Kardashian in the comments section of Gwyneth Paltrow's Instagram post raving about the Kardashian star appearance on her Goop podcast. The Real Housewife of New York City star, 52, commented underneath a photo.
Why have they got to put her age?
I don't know.
They don't put an age on a man. Unbelievable. Why do they have to put an age on a woman?
Commented underneath a photo shared on Paltrow's Instagram of her and Kim, where Gwyneth praised the reality TV star for challenging the ideas of how a woman should look in the caption. Gwyneth wrote on her post, "At Kim Kardashian is fascinating to the world. We know this."
I saw this post. Did you see it?
No. "For me, she is fascinating because she challenges so many ideas of what a woman is supposed to be and how she is supposed to look and behave while doing it. I loved being able to interview her for the Goop podcast and get into this and so much more." Frankel, who took issue with the Skims founder for irresponsible photoshopping earlier this year, appeared to find the caption amusing, commenting, "I mean, LOL."
Is that it?
That was it. Bethany and a large number of Goop fans were not thrilled with the choice to have Kim on the podcast, and Bethany's comment quickly garnered nearly 4,000 likes. Many fans expressed their disappointment, with one writing, "I thought Goop was about wellness holistic approaches. I'm confused. Or am I just figuring out Goop was just a facade of Hollywood too?"
Well, it's a bit of both, isn't it?
"No, thank you. Goop makes me think you don't know your demographic," another person wrote. Yet another user wrote, "I find it disappointing that you choose to support a woman whose values are so opposite to natural beauty." And another said, "I love how celebrities are trying to go on podcasts now. Like, look, I'm one of you." "No, you're not. And you clearly know your rule is coming to a close. Go out gracefully."
Ooh, that is rough.
Whilst on the podcast, Kim discussed how she's done everything in the beauty sphere, including meeting with aestheticians. Aestheticians? Basically plastic surgeons, facialists, and tried every laser to look perfect. This isn't
She does look perfect.
This is not the first time that Frankel has taken an issue with Kim. In September, she minced no words when sharing her opinions about the Kardashians and the Jenners and their flagrant Photoshop use. "It is not fair."
She is right about that.
This is what she said. "It is not fair to women that are just trying to get by. It's irresponsible. It's reckless. It's not inspirational. It's not aspirational."
No, it's none of those things because it's totally unrelatable. She's very into relatability.
So what are your feelings about Kim K on the Goop podcast? I haven't listened, so I can't chime in.
I haven't either.
Oh.
But
Theoretically?
Obviously, as a listener, I don't really listen to Goop, weirdly enough. I don't know why I don't, but I don't. I am very interested to hear what she's got to say and how their two worlds are going to mix, and if they mix, or if it's just a way to get huge listeners to the podcast, which I'm sure she doesn't need anyway.
This is the thing that I just still...
Aren't you intrigued to know what she says?
No.
Are you going to listen to it? Are you going to listen to it?
I don't think so. Because I can't get over the fact that Kim, along with all her sisters, they don't actually do anything. Maybe now one has a makeup palette and one has underwear. But from let's go from the beginning.
You are wrong.
The mother curated this entire affair. They weren't people with like jobs and philanthropists who did stuff. They were just girls. She was the assistant to someone. Kim Kardashian was someone's assistant. She didn't have
a
job.
That is like saying when I was younger, oh, I was just a junior in a hair salon. Yes, I was. But I also grew up and grew with myself and created my own business and had my own salon.
But your mother didn't make a reality show about you being a junior hairdresser and put you in the public spotlight. What do they do? Well, they don't do anything.
They do.
What is their skill set apart from the surgery?
She's trying to be a lawyer. Listen, I'm not the most enormous fan of Kim Kardashian, but to say that she doesn't do anything is demeaning and unfair. Where did they come from, these girls?
What was the point of them?
That's irrelevant. You're talking about what they do now. She's got a massive business. I'm talking about what was the point. Which I bought something off last night.
What was the point of the Kardashians?
Which is the first time I've ever done that.
You bought something of Kim Kardashian's? What did you buy? The bras.
I didn't buy the bras, right? And I'm feeling a lot of judgment from my right. So is this a safe space for me to say it?
Go back to the OG story. Just go back. Forget Skims and the makeup and the jeans and the brands.
But that's what they've done since you said your opening statement was they don't do anything. And that is not true.
Before they were mega celebs and could pick any brand they fancied and make it.
They could have done anything.
On the back of their name.
Yes.
What was the point? They were just sisters with a very, very fiercely smart, ambitious mother.
And a very famous father.
But talentless. Right, so what was
the point? You don't know that they were talentless. You don't know that.
I think you know now, just by virtue of
How can you say they're talentless? Look what they've done.
Their mother curated this incredible... But they have done it collectively.
You cannot say that they are not successful. They have not built this platform into the most global phenomenon. They're all a global phenomenon.
But what is the nugget?
There isn't a nugget.
Right.
So they can't be defined. Why do they need to be defined and pigeonholed into one thing?
Because they were...
Look what they've done. They are... And I'm not saying, by the way, I agree with what Bethany says. They do not always use their influence and their platform for good. And they don't do it to empower young women. They do the opposite.
Talentless, average-looking girls.
They're not average-looking.
They are not average-looking.
Nicole, if you Kim and I... Kardashian is not average-looking.
If you let me finish the sentence. They are average-looking, talentless girls who have spent beyond thousands to create this look. If you and I spent the same amount of money, we could look exactly the same. These are not girls who were born beautiful, born talented, born anything.
They're an attractive family.
They are like Barbie.
They are an attractive family.
They are not. Look at the pictures. They are not.
They are. They are.
Go and look at the photos from before the surgeries. They are very much not.
She used to look like. She definitely looks a lot better now.
All of them. Not just her. The whole lot of them.
But that's going into a different discussion of, you know, just throw money at something.
What was the nugget? What happened?
Why does there need to be a nugget?
Because I don't understand how five very average looking in face and figure.
They're not average looking.
When they began, they were not skinny.
They were never average. Kim Kardashian was never average looking.
She was.
She wasn't. She was always a beautiful woman.
When she was Paris Hilton's assistant, she was a very average looking girl.
But everybody looks better when they know how to do their makeup and they know how to do their hair. And they can get personal trainers and they eat properly and, you know, and they optimize themselves. Everyone would look better. And that's what she's done.
So why can't you go down the road, knock on number 26, take the four sisters who don't do anything and don't look particularly anything and make them into global superstars? I'm saying what happened? There you go. James has put up on the screen the photos of before. decidedly average looking girl who looks nothing like.
They're not average looking.
The girl
like
who is
I said,
today.
I am not the biggest fans of the Kardashians. Right. I think a lot of what they promote is very toxic
What's the
for
point
young
of
women.
The What's the point
but
of the
I think
Kardashians?
You're being a little bit
What's
unfair.
What's the point of the Kardashians? That
well,
is my point.
They're very influential. So they do have a lot of point. Unfortunately, There's they're no very point. Influential.
I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. I understand why Gwyneth has got her on. I totally get why Gwyneth has got her on. She has nothing to do with wellness. But
so all this started from one comment of lol.
LOL. Lol. Lol. Which is correct. She summed it up in the three letters.
She's brilliant like that.
She
this
fucking
is. This
is
why I'm a big fan. You don't even follow her. You need to start following her.
I'm
Not
with
Kim
her.
Kardashian,
yeah,
Bethany.
No, Bethany. I'm with her. I'm with her.
Right. This has been the longest epilogue ever.
Ever.
It'll be
in
the longest epilogue.
Of
and
epilogues.
I told you were a bit stroppy today. And
I'm
you
not
said,
stroppy.
I'm not stroppy.
And
I'm not G1. You are a little bit stroppy. You're a little bit edgy. James, is she not a little bit edgy? There's an edge.
James is much too scared to answer that
He's
question.
Literally hesitating.
I think we'll leave.
In the sound
We'll
room.
Leave our recommendations of the week. Because, you know, clubbers may have places to go to. Can't listen to this podcast all day. It's only supposed to be a short epilogue show.
Oh, you sure? I might have time for another argument.
No, I don't have one in me.
Okay.
I'm exhausted. I'm literally worn
right,
out.
Clubbers, we're going to be back on Monday with another brand new episode where Lauren will be a little bit... What? You'll be a little bit softer, more affectionate, more lovely. Warmer.
Cuddly.
Cuddly.
Oh, God.
She's all the things that she says she wasn't going to be. Right. So that's what we're doing on Monday. We're going to be talking about how to say yes. We're doing a week of saying yes.
Yes!
Save it for Monday. And we'll be back then. Have a good weekend. Come and join the Facebook group. And we will speak to you on Monday.
Bye-bye.